Archers for the week 26th to 31st of May 2002.
Benjamin gets christened.
Should I put out all these bellows?
Not everyone likes them cold.
Right. I'll keep some back to heat up.
No, Josh. Don't touch the cake.
I don't know whether to go and nag my dear husband again. He hadn't even shaved last time I went up.
Oh, dear.
Josh, pet, will you go up and see if Grandpa Sol is ready, please?
Okay. He loves having you here.
Well, I was a middle child. I think we need that extra bit of fuss.
There.
Oh, it looks gorgeous, Jill. Ruth's always been fussy about fruitcake. She's never liked it.
It's not to everyone's taste.
What was that one you made for Pip's christening?
Orange and Cointreau Madeira, Mark II. Just ate the first one.
Oh, morning, Jill.
Hello, dear.
Is Phil here?
No, he'll see us all in church. Hello, Ben. He smells all clean.
He is.
Are you going to put his gown on yet?
I'm waiting till the last minute. I don't want to risk any little offerings.
No. You could always put a bib over it.
I know.
Would you like me to dress him?
I'd like to do it with David, if you don't mind.
Of course, sorry.
It's okay.
Only, me and your dad, we've got a little something for him to wear with a gown.
Sounds mysterious.
We wanted to give it to you and David together.
Oh, right. Have you seen him?
Out in the yard.
I'll go and hurry him up.
Shall I take Ben?
Yeah.
Here we are, sweetheart.
See what he's up to.
Oh, it's your big D-bed.
Oh.
I wonder if he knows.
I don't know.
The whole family together.
Well, nearly.
Of course, Mario. I'm sorry, Jill.
Do you know, Heather, I'm not even sure if Mel and Kenton had her christened.
No.
It was her first birthday the week before last.
Already?
I don't know when we'll see her again, if ever.
Oh, don't say that.
Well, Mel's got this new partner now. I expect Phil and I will be pushed out of the frame.
You mustn't let that happen.
It may not be up to us. We're entirely reliant on Mel's goodwill from now on.
Why, you could always phone her.
Well, I know that, but...
No, now I mean. Tell her it's Ben's christening. Find out how Melga's birthday went.
Shall I?
Go on. Be proactive.
I could.
If you keep her involved, she might do the same.
Let's see, then. 9 hours ahead.
Do it. While it's quiet.
He was scouring, so I isolated him.
I hope the other calves are okay.
I've checked them all. Seem to be.
Good. I wondered where you were.
Are the kids ready?
Just about. Oh, when you've had your shower, Mum and Dad want to give us something for Ben.
What?
I don't know. It's a surprise.
Great. Oh, love, Brian's going to this farm open day on Tuesday.
Where?
Winkley, south of Felpersham. I quite fancy it.
Tuesday?
We'd probably be gone 3 hours, Max.
Oh, what have they got down there?
Well, it's arable, but they've put in a few conservation measures that sound interesting.
Right. Well, you go. We've got Bert back now.
Yeah, and it should be quieter this week.
I could do the milking.
Oh, OK, thanks.
Now, get in the house. You stink.
I reckon it's at least 18 foot into the recess.
You sound like an estate agent.
I've got a good eye.
Well, we can't measure it now. We haven't got time.
No, I'll do it later when I'm out of this suit.
What would you convert it to?
Well, the operating theatre and prep room, I thought. We'd need to insulate it and tile it.
So we'd build on the consulting room and reception?
And an office.
Oh, it's sounding expensive. How much are we talking about?
Well, off the top of my head, I haven't a clue. We'll have to sit down and make a list of what I'd need, then get some estimates for the work.
Shall we make a start tomorrow?
Great. Sooner the better. Might be able to come up with a ballpark figure.
Oh, I hate that expression. Come on, let's go. Daniel's waiting.
Not like Shulu and Alistair to cut it this fine.
No. You expect it from Elizabeth and Kenton, though.
Oh, don't worry, Jill. I'm sure they'll be here soon.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, David. Let's you and me go and round up the children.
Yeah, OK.
Where are they?
Oh, in the churchyard with your dad, I think.
Morning.
Oh, hi, Janet.
Morning.
How is he?
It's all quiet so far.
Oh, he looks gorgeous. That thatch of black hair.
Isn't it amazing?
Oh, and these beautiful little shoes. Are they satin?
From your mum and dad.
They're perfect.
Hello, Ben.
Hello.
Oh, dear.
It's all right. It's all right.
Sorry.
It's the excitement. Don't worry.
Look, Carla, I'll see you inside.
All right.
Oh, here you are.
Hi.
Morning, Jill.
I was getting worried. Morning, Daniel.
Is Ben
all
right?
He will be.
Oh, doesn't he look great?
Can I say hello?
Sure. Oh, you are here?
Hello, Ben.
We're still waiting for the Lower Loxley contingent.
Oh, I've seen them parking the car.
Oh, good. Your father's inside.
Is he playing this morning?
Mm.
Are you all right, Mum?
I'll tell you later. Let's go in.
For anyone who is in Christ, there is a new creation. The old order has gone, and a new order has already begun. Now, Ruth, shall I take Ben?
Yeah.
Here we go.
That's it.
Benjamin David, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Top up, Alistair.
Hmm. No, I'd love to get to Edgbaston this week.
Dream on.
Yeah. You know, Sid's getting a big screening for the World Cup.
Yeah, like I said, dream on. Could you take this one to Ruth, please?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Thanks.
I was worried I was going to set him off again.
He was as good as gold.
Now, more champagne here.
Oh, I'm fine, Pet.
Oh, no more, David. I'm driving.
This is for the toast.
Oh, well, an inch then.
If I can get everyone together in one room... excuse me.
Thanks.
Nigel!
What about the other godparent? Tim, is it?
Yeah.
He looks a very caring sort of person.
He is. He's Ruth's doctor.
Of course. She's talked about him often enough. Kind eyes.
Yeah.
Come on now. Isn't he the one all the fuss has been about?
What fuss?
Well, Jill says he's closing the practice.
Oh, yes.
She's really upset about it.
I know. So, how long are you and Solly staying?
Oh, only till the morning, sadly.
Ever socialised with Theo. Perhaps you'd have got to know him a bit better if you had.
Oh, we moved in different circles. His wife's not horsey.
Everyone's got a secret, haven't they?
Oh, take some covering up, a drug habit.
I spoke to Mel this morning.
Mel? Did she ring you?
No. There was no other man.
Really? But Kenton
said... I know.
Said...
She walked out on him.
Why?
Why do you think?
Oh, dear.
Said he was a waste of space.
Oh, Mum.
Didn't pull her punches. She was tired of propping him up. She couldn't trust him and he owes her money.
Oh, no.
I really thought having Meriel would make him grow up.
He's an idiot.
I suppose it was too much to expect.
He won't change.
I haven't told your dad yet.
But...
I'm worried about the money. You know how often we've bailed him out.
Oh, you're not the only one.
No.
Oh, that poor little girl.
She'll grow up not knowing her own father. Or at least thinking the worst of him.
It's bound to come out, you know.
Well, I'm not saying anything.
Then we're just colluding with
him. No, please, Shula. Give him the dignity to tell us in his own time.
If that's what you want.
I do. He's proud. That's why he lied.
Ah! Here you are.
Hello, dear.
Good do.
I think so. Ruth and I want to have a toast now.
Good idea.
Our dad and Solly still fighting over the video camera.
Ah, there's been an uneasy truce. Solly's got the upper hand at the moment.
That's because he's the guest.
Well, I'm sure Dad's going to wrestle it off him when we cut the cake.
Oh, come here, David.
What?
I want to give you a hug.
Ooh, what's this for?
Oh, for being my little brother and a great dad.
The stables are much more central than the business units.
Exactly.
It's the ideal solution.
Well, it is, really. And we've often talked about it in the past.
It's a whirlwind.
Yeah. It's made the idea a reality. I'm quite excited, really.
In spite of the trauma, eh?
Yeah. Oh, look. He spark out now.
I should put him down, but we're having the toast.
Hello, Josh. Do you want to sit by Mummy?
Thanks.
Come on, Pet. Come on in here.
That's it.
Okay, everyone.
Thanks for looking at that calf, by the way.
Oh, no problem.
I don't like to take advantage.
No.
Have you all got a drink?
Yes, there we are.
Right, and speak up if you're not here.
Oh, very funny.
We're all here, David.
Good. Now, nobody move.
Calm down. I think he's a bit sloshed.
Well, good luck to him.
Well, you don't know how long it's taken to get you all together at the same time.
Oh. Speech!
Yes, speech! Right.
Ruth?
Go on, you know you're dying to.
Oh, all right. Well, OK. March the 15th was an auspicious day in Ambridge.
Yeah, it was Eddie Grundy's birthday.
So it was!
It was the day that our beautiful baby Ben came into the world.
Aww.
Delivered by... moi!
You sound like Miss Piggy!
Seriously, I could not be prouder or happier. So, please, everybody, raise your glass.
David, how about thanking the godparents?
Oh, sorry. Ruth and I are really grateful for the lovely present.
More than that, we're touched that you... all three of you, Tim, Alistair and Elizabeth... that you want to play such a special part in Ben's life. It means a lot to us.
Aww. Absolutely. Yeah. So, please, raise...
And thanks to Janet for a lovely service.
Oh, sorry, Janet. Sorry.
My privilege.
We, none of us, know what the future holds. So all I can wish for my son is a life fulfilled. So, if it's okay with you, please raise your glasses to Ben! Hi.
All right, Jazz.
Yeah.
You up for a visit?
Yeah, sure, come in.
Oh, good. I'm on my lunch break.
Oh, it's too late, Ian.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, it was cool.
Oh, good. He didn't deck you or anything.
Nah, didn't take me in his arms either.
No.
Can't stay long.
You open that curtain if you like.
That's okay. How's it going?
I've been sleeping on and on.
Well, it's probably good.
I don't have a choice. I feel wasted.
Well, you're only just out of hospital.
Suppose. It's good to see you.
You're not on your own, you know.
Yeah.
I mean it. Me and Ed, we're going to help you.
Even though I messed up the band.
Oh, don't worry about that. We'll find somewhere to practice. And we're still a band, that's what matters.
How is Ed?
He wants to come over.
When?
Dunno.
Tell him tonight. My mum goes to bingo.
Oh, right.
If he can get a ride. I'll go on, phone him.
Yeah. And we could get takeaway if you fancy it.
Nah, I'm skint.
Oh, pay, Muppet.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've been helping out at the pub.
Oh, wicked.
Go on, up. Go on, back in there. Go on, in you go.
Okay, Ed, let me get the gate.
Yeah, right.
Ah. I'll keep them in this field till I can get the other fence mended.
Well, I could do that, Oliver.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll see what the damage is and let you know, eh?
Yeah, all right. Well, don't leave it too long, though. These bullocks want to go walkabout like our baby spice.
Oh, yes. I heard about the damage he did to Jennifer's garden.
Yeah, Grandad reckoned she was trying to come back here.
Maybe. Is it right he's doing up an old trap?
Manky old thing.
Well, I'm sure he'll do a splendid job.
Perhaps.
What's it for?
I don't know. Won't say.
Anyway, Ed, I'm extremely grateful for your help.
Oh, that's me.
Ah.
Sorry. Fallon?
Ed, can you get into Poyster tonight?
Why?
See Jazzo.
I don't know, what time?
7. Mum will fetch us back.
Yeah, hold up. Oliver?
Huh?
Exactly how grateful are you?
Huh?
For me helping you out?
Why?
Any chance of a lift into Borchester tonight?
No problem. I'm getting it myself as it happens.
Oh, 7, all right?
Yeah, fine.
Nice one. Yeah, we're on, Fallon.
Hey, see you there. Oh, I'm bringing food.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I'll see you then.
I'm meeting Caroline, as a matter of fact.
Oh, yeah?
She says she's got a little surprise for me.
I'm not sure I want to hear any more.
Actually, I'm a bit in her bad books.
What have you done?
Neglected her at the barn dance last week.
Was that all? Women.
No, it wasn't so much the neglect, rather more the attention I was paying to another lady.
Oh, yeah? Who was that, then?
Julian Rogers.
Yeah, well, you're not the first, and you won't be the last. My dad had a thing for her once.
Really?
Yeah, it drove my mum mad.
Hi, Caroline. I thought that was your car.
Shula.
What are you doing down here?
Well, I promised Christine I'd look in on Jason.
Oh?
She and George have had to go to Felbersham for the day. And time's getting so short.
You mean she wants you to check up on him?
Mm. He's conspicuous by his absence. The hall's deserted.
He might have gone for his lunch.
I drove past 2 hours ago. Didn't see his van then, either.
Oh, dear.
I know for a fact he hasn't done the second coat out here. And he hasn't even started the disabled ramp.
He's bound to have other jobs on. And there is a whole week to go before the opening.
I just can't see it being ready. And look, we're still £400 short on George's thermometer.
I'm amazed we've raised as much as we have.
We've got to reach the 9,000.
Oh, Caroline.
Well, I'm just going to have to do a burst of high-level fundraiser.
I'm sorry, I can't help. Things are going to be a bit busy for a while till Alistair gets back on track.
How are you both coping?
We could have done without the press attention. I sounded like a parrot by the end of last week.
What?
No comment, no comment.
Oh, don't worry. It'll be a 9-day wonder, Shula.
Daniel's been really upset by all the gossip.
People don't think.
He asked me last night if Alistair was going to go to prison.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Someone at school said something. Oh, we've been so naive.
Well, you weren't to know Theo was a user.
No, it's not a world we know anything about. I did have reservations about Dross using the old tack room, but Alistair was so keen to help them.
Do you think Theo sold them the drugs?
Oh, who knows? You're meant to be able to get them anywhere these days.
Apparently. I'm pleased Sid's taking a strong line at the Bull now.
Yes, it's a really good idea.
So, how was the christening do?
Oh, we had a lovely time. Ben was so good.
Oliver was in church.
I saw him. Have you forgiven him yet?
Well, that depends.
On what?
Whether he's still infatuated with Jolene.
That's a bit harsh.
He's got a naive streak too.
Oh, that's what you like about him.
I know. I've got a little surprise lined up for him this evening.
Oh.
You want some of this, Mum?
What is it?
Pepperoni.
Oh, great.
Jazz?
You're all right. I feel a bit funny.
Sort of funny.
It's okay. I think I've eaten too much.
Maybe pizza wasn't a good idea.
No, it was great. My stomach shrunk, that was all. That's weird. Never known you turn down food. Getting used to quite a lot of things being different.
Yeah. Well, I'm stuffed too.
What time is your mum picking us up, Valen?
9:30. She's got to be back in time for closing.
You bored? No, I just wondered in case your mum...
Must be boring sitting around all day.
Yeah, well, I can't do much else, can I?
No.
You'll soon be up strutting your stuff.
I done one good thing this afternoon, though.
Yeah?
I'm writing this song.
Great.
Do you want to hear it?
Well, of course.
Oh, wait a minute. I've got it somewhere.
There. Well, we could do some new stuff, eh?
Yeah.
I have to keep writing things down or I don't remember.
I'm like that sometimes. Oh.
Oh, damn.
It's okay. Pass me that towel, Ed.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Quick.
See, there was still some in it.
It's all right, I'll get it. There.
Well, it's mostly on the carpet, mate.
Yeah, look, it's not on your paper.
That's good.
Oh, come on, then. Let's hear this masterpiece.
Oh, yeah. It's about what's happened.
Yeah?
And how I'm feeling.
Well, go on, mate.
There's only one verse so far.
That's a start.
I've got the tune in my head as well, only I'm not too happy with it yet.
Oh, come here. My legs are lead, carbolic depression. It's in my head, I'm in recession. And life is hell, and scum and grime. Getting stoned, my only crime. Jazz.
Carbolic depression?
That smell in the hospital.
Oh.
It's really good. It's heavy.
We'll sing it then.
No, I don't know. Maybe some other time. My throat's still a bit rough.
Don't go on.
Don't push him, Ed.
Yeah, well, we can build on that.
I sometimes think that's the only bit of my brain that's still working. My music.
Yeah, better than before.
Yeah. Well.
You never know, Jazz. and make it better.
Do you think so?
Whoa, steady on!
Oh, I needed that. You ready for another?
In a bit.
You're working me hard tonight. What did she call that last one?
The electric slide.
Oh, dear me, and the one before that?
Slap in leather.
They get worse.
Don't they, though? You're a bit good at these hip bumps, aren't you?
Caroline.
No, really. And you do a nifty little great violin hitch. You're certainly catching the teacher's eye.
Nonsense. You're pretty good yourself.
Oh, not in your league, honey.
What is all this?
I just thought you'd enjoy it.
Line dancing? Why?
You were in your element last week at the barn dance.
Huh?
Saw a completely different side to you.
Caroline, I'm sorry. I behaved like a fool. I didn't mean it.
I know. You're just so...
old-fashioned?
Gallant. Huh. Jolene couldn't resist you.
Oh, dear. How can I make it up to you?
You don't have to. I've had my fun now.
No, seriously, I want to.
Oh. Oh, well, all right. I'm doing a bit of fundraising. It's for a good cause. Oh, listen. They're playing my song.
Oh, please. No, come on. Let's get out of here now.
I'm right behind you.
Has he got off yet?
No, I said he could read a bit longer.
It's these light evenings.
Mm.
I poured you a glass of wine.
Oh, thanks. How's it going?
Well, it's hard to know where to start. Got a rough idea of what the practice is worth.
And what's that?
About 200 grand.
How much of that is Theo's?
40%. But until I know what he's likely to take with him, don't know how much cash I'll have to raise to buy him out.
Hmm. Well, he's unlikely to start up again, surely, so he won't want any of the equipment.
No, but he could take one of the cars. Probably one of the newer computers as well.
Then you pay him the rest.
Hmm. Less what he stole.
Of course. And then we've got to find new money for the conversion and building.
Yeah.
Hmm. What about planning application?
Oh, it'll only be change of use. We should get it easily with the stables already in situ.
Mm-hmm. I hope so. It'll mean more traffic in the lane.
A bit. But we've plenty of off-road parking, so there shouldn't be any complaints.
Oh, you sound so confident.
Well. Now, the rule of thumb for new build is £100 a square yard.
Is it?
Well, roughly. Jason told me. We've got the measurements of the old tack room. I reckon we'll need to build on the same again. Thought I'd ask him to pop over and take a look this week.
You'll be lucky. He's disappeared.
Oh, great. Oh, someone else then. But I need to have a clear idea of the amount before I go to the bank. And I'll need a business plan.
Yeah.
Got all the practice accounts. Can easily project them forward based on being a sole practitioner.
Oh, to think I had the money to spare a few years ago. Mm. I hate going cab in hand.
Ah, banks are there to lend it. It's what they do.
Then we bought this place. And a fair bit's tied up for Daniel.
Yeah. Look, it may not seem like it, but we are in a strong position.
We are?
Of course. And, as I said, I'll start off small and expand gradually.
Oh, I'm sorry I'm sounding so negative. I don't mean to.
No, it's okay, darling.
I think I'm still in shock.
Just try holding on to the big picture.
Easier said than done.
It'll be a really positive move. I'll feel in control again.
Yeah, that's true. Then at least we can salvage something from this ghastly situation.
Mike and Brian make an early start.
So these three here could come out as well?
Oh, definitely, yeah. They'll open up this whole side.
OK, well, I'll mark them.
No, that's all right, I'll do it. Give us a spray.
Oh, thanks. You think it's a good idea, then, opening up a few drives?
Oh, yeah. It's much cheaper than grubbing up every tree.
Yeah, well, that's what Debbie and I thought.
Yeah, it's good cover for the birds, too, this bit of willow wood.
Yeah, well, it's well out of the wind. So you're interested in the work?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, good. Well, we'll shake on it, then.
Right. Well, I'll fit it in when I can, if that's all right.
No, it's entirely up to you.
Only I got me milk round and the turfing job in the day.
Of course.
In fact, I must get off to Borchester in a bit. Hope you didn't mind us meeting now.
I'm an early bird myself today. And I aim to stay out of the house till supper.
Oh, why?
Oh. Jenny's gone into overdrive preparing for our wedding anniversary party tomorrow night. It's like that film where the poor husband gets hounded out of the house while the wife and daughter plan a wedding.
Oh, yeah.
When Jenny rented the DVD from the shop the other day.
Betty said.
Oh?
Well, it's the same at ours. Betty's baking like mad for the Jubilee party. House full of cakes I can't eat.
I think I left it in your kitchen.
I haven't seen it.
All right, do you mind if I take a look?
I need an adjustable spanner for this.
Okay. Josh might have moved it.
I think it's in a tractor shed.
All right.
Kenton, have you come all the way over from Lower Loxley just to pick up a camera?
Well, to tell you the truth, I was glad to get away. Elizabeth's got me lined up for this mega mail shot this week. I'm really not keen.
Clearly.
Well, it's a waste of my talent.
Yeah. What talent might that be, then?
Well, they should use me for client work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good with people. I put them at their ease. Except it was a bit dodgy with the Duchess, to start with.
The Duchess?
Yeah, Julia. But I think I won her over now.
Kenton, look, I hate to be rude.
Hey, Sunday was great, wasn't it? Ben's a little cracker. And what about Mum's food?
Yeah.
Is there any chance of a coffee while I'm here?
Well...
No.
Oh, well, OK.
We've got a farm to run.
Yeah, sure. Well, I'll just pop in the house and have a look then.
Yeah. Honestly, he is so lazy.
Never mind about him. How's that card?
Oh, well, Alistair was right. The scarring ran its course. No sign of it in the others.
It was good of him to have a look on Sunday.
Yeah. Especially with all he's got going on.
It'd be hard for him to switch off when he's working from the stables.
Yeah. Sounds like a good move, though.
Perfect.
Love, you look tired.
I'm all right.
Shall I call Brian and cancel?
No way. You're looking forward to that farm visit.
But the milking...
I want to do it. If I'm not feeling up to it, I'll ask Bert.
You promise?
There's some glasses on that table by the door, Fallon.
By the way, Sid, thanks for the wedding invite.
Happy.
Ah, Betty and me are chuffed to be coming to the ceremony itself.
Well, you're mate, aren't you? Tell you what, it's starting to feel real now.
So what are you going to wear? 10-gallon hat and a bootlace tie.
A western tuxedo.
Oh, very smart.
Only haven't got around to sorting it out yet.
And what about the honeymoon?
I haven't got around to sorting that out yet either.
Oh, you'll have to keep to the theme. Carson City or Monument Valley.
All right.
I know, Nashville.
Hi, Sid. Mike.
Oh, hello.
Kenton, how can I get you?
Pint, please.
Nope.
Got hot today.
Yeah.
How'd the team do against Faircastle the weekend, Sid?
Don't ask.
They were an embarrassment.
Oh, dear.
We weren't pulling together, that's all.
Neil dropped that dolly catch.
Trouble is, no one can get to nets at the moment.
So you're short of players?
Yeah.
Likes of William, David and Tom all too busy, aren't they?
I could help out.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a little bit rusty. But...
Great!
You shouldn't have opened your mouth.
Oh, I don't mind. I'm a bit bored, to tell you the truth.
Well, it's nets again Thursday, 7 o'clock.
I'll be there. As long as it doesn't clash with the second test on the telly.
Well, there's commitment for you.
There you are.
What's up? There you go.
Right.
Oh, hello, boys.
Hello.
Hello, Jolene.
Hello. The band's confirmed.
For the wedding?
Yes, of course, for the wedding.
Great. We can tick them off the list, then.
Thy country and western?
Of course.
Ah.
Friends of Wayne's, the steel boys.
So there'll be line dancing.
Here's the Pope of Catholic.
Yeah. And then a general free-for-all. We're all too drunk to remember this stuff.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, it will be. We've got American beers and we've booked a marquee.
Oh,
well, if they confirm.
Oh, yeah, they have, love. Didn't I say?
No.
Oh, sorry.
Good. Now I can get on and track down some glittery stars and stripes and brighten it up.
When is it?
July the 4th, of course. Oh, the place will be rocking.
I could do the party.
Well, you must come along.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's all right, isn't it, Sid?
Only if he promises to come to Nets on Thursday.
Count me in. Thanks, Jolene.
Jammy.
And what are you going to be wearing, Jolene? Or shouldn't I ask you in front of Sid?
Oh, he knows. Embroidered skirt and fringed buckskin top studded with rhinestones.
Wow.
Oh, and my wonderful white hat, of course, and, and a pair of handmade boots.
Yeehaw.
Them Jubilee T-shirts selling, Sid?
Very well. Though not well enough to top up George's thermometer by Monday.
Yeah, I don't reckon they all will be ready on time, neither.
Oh, that's a shame.
Mind you, I saw Jason at the crack of dawn this morning painting the outside.
He's keen.
Well, I'd have to go like a demon to finish. And even started on the disabled ramp.
I'm excited to see him go. Workmen are good for trade.
Ah, so you'll be glad to see these new houses built then, eh?
I'm not taking sides.
Oh, it'll breathe a bit of life into the place.
It could do with it.
Well, Roy and Ailey are keen. They put them on the first rung of the property ladder.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, Brenda's arranged for Hayley to be on a discussion programme about it.
Really? Now, she's a lovely girl.
On the radio, Friday.
Oh, good for her.
Oh, David, I wonder whether they're going to give us a cup of tea.
Yeah.
I'm parched. It's interesting, though, isn't it?
Well, they're getting full use out of their cultivator drill.
You don't regret getting yours, then?
No, I don't. No, Debbie converted me. She was absolutely right. Brought our establishment costs way down.
Still not going to be making much profit, not this year.
Well, it might stop us making a thumping great loss, though.
True.
I must say, their rate's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Debbie's done a good job with ours, too.
Yeah?
Well, we've got to make money on something this year.
Did you have any problems with botrytis?
No. Debbie went in with a spray at Flarrington.
Ah.
Yes, well, what's the point of risking a decent yield for the sake of a bit of fungicide?
Gotcha.
Oh, see, that was cruel.
Oh, having 40 winks.
Well, I didn't mean to drop off.
He's looking like a new pin down there.
Yeah, Fallon cleaned up.
Oh, did she now?
She's making a real effort. And the punters like her.
Yeah. Kenton was giving the glad eye this, didn't I?
Where have you been, anyway? Shot off into the wild blue yonder as soon as we closed.
Ah. Borchester.
Oh?
Come on. Shove up.
Oh, all right.
Now, soon to be Mrs. Perks.
What?
There is one aspect of this here wedding that we haven't covered yet.
Why, sure. We've been working down the list.
The honeymoon.
Sid?
Yeah. And I've been to the travel agents. Ta-da!
Oh, the States? New York, a shopping trip.
No. You're cold, very cold.
Part of Vegas.
Still cold.
Oh, I know. Florida fly drive.
Getting warmer.
Oh, Sid!
Okay. Nashville.
Nashville?
What do you reckon?
As in Tennessee?
Yeah, well, it's not Tewkesbury.
Well, can we afford it?
Here. Now, look at this. What page was it now?
The world capital of country music. Well, I can't believe it. I've dreamt about this all my life. We could visit the Grand Ole Opry.
Oh, look, here we are.
Oh.
Flights from Brum.
From Brum? Oh, great.
Here's the one we'd want.
Oh, but look at the price. It's quite steep.
Now we can afford it. Oh. So what's in a lifetime thing, this?
We could bar up the honky-tonks all day long and hear all the up-and-coming new bands.
Whatever you want, my love.
Oh, Sid, can we hire a car and go across to Dollywood?
Well, why not?
Oh, Sid!
Yeah, it was Mike, you know. He made some
Oh, but
comment.
What about the pub?
Yep, thought about that too. Gary and Betty can supervise them.
Yeah, darling, but they can't work in the daytime, can they?
Come on. Come to Uncle Brian. Yes, that's it. Oh. This is the way the lady rides.
This is the way the farmer rides.
Brian, he's far too young for that. All right.
He likes you.
Because you're very small, aren't you?
Well, you'll soon grow. Has he been feeding well?
Yeah.
God. Oh, he's got such a strong grip.
Yeah, that's his favourite thing at the moment.
You're a splendid little chap, aren't you? How was he at the christening?
Wonderful.
He cried outside the church.
Briefly. But when Janet did the business, he just stared up at her so calmly. It was lovely.
Oh, what a good boy, eh? Oh, you're going to grow up to be such a handsome chap.
It's taken me a while to get over it. To be honest, I'm still a bit tired.
I said the milking would be too much for you today.
Well, I've done it now.
You can't expect to bounce back straight away with a young baby.
Exactly.
Especially after all your health problems, Ruth.
It's just not like me, that's all.
I should concentrate on this little one for a while. Leave the farm work to this strapping husband of yours.
Yeah, me and Bert can manage, look.
Anyway, I'd better push off. Who wants a baby?
Let me. Good boy. Good.
Hey, thanks for driving us over this afternoon.
Yeah, it was an interesting visit.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Me too. Get me out of Jenny's hair.
You'll have to tell me all about it, David.
Mm. Oh, you are both coming over tomorrow night. Our wedding anniversary.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, we may have to come separately because of the kids.
Well, that's okay. I mean, Jenny'd love to see you, even if it's only one at a time.
We couldn't ask Phil and Jill to babysit, as they're coming to you, do.
Of course.
Except we'll have to see if you're up to it, love.
David.
Well,
you're welcome, Ruth, even if it's for only half an hour.
Thanks, Brian.
As Jenny's pulling out all the stops.
How long have you been married?
26 years.
Whew.
Well, that's something to celebrate these days, isn't it?
There's a chance encounter on the village green for Jill and Tim.
Yes, I saw the petition in the shop.
It might do some good. We've got to try.
At least it'll let the health authority know how you feel.
Oh, I don't think they'll be left in any doubt.
I am sorry, Jill.
I know. Will we see you later? Brian and Jennifer's party?
No.
There have been rather a lot of parties this week.
I had a lovely time on Sunday, by the way.
Good. That little silver teddy box you gave Ben is beautiful.
I couldn't resist it.
Then it's the Jubilee celebrations on Monday.
Yes.
I'm just popping to the shop. I've discovered a great big hole in my tights.
Oh, dear.
You see, another village facility we can't do without.
Yes.
7, 6, 3. God, come on.
The surgery is now closed until 8:30 on Thursday morning. If you need a doctor in a medical emergency only, please ring Felpersham 680-1667.
Does this tie look all right, Jenny?
Come and sit here and let me see.
All right. Oh, you smell nice.
Just need straightening a bit. There we are.
Don't go.
What?
You know, darling, you look gorgeous.
It takes a lot of upkeep these days.
You know what I mean. You can still turn heads.
Oh, ever the charmer. I remember that from the first time I met you.
It was you charmed me that night at Carol Tregaron's. I nearly didn't go.
Really?
An old chum of mine asked me for the weekend, but it fell through.
Oh, you are a dark horse.
Well, I didn't want you to think we'd met by default.
On the contrary, it makes it more serendipitous.
I suppose.
You were very persistent, I remember, and took me for all those interminable golf lessons.
I wasn't going to let you go once I'd found you. I knew you'd be the perfect wife for me.
No.
I was right, too. Here we are, 26 years later.
Still together.
Well, we've had our ups and downs. We've done all right, haven't we?
I've never been happier.
Oh, good.
You gave us stability, me and Debbie and Adam.
And you gave me two beautiful daughters.
Oh, I wish Kate and Adam could be with us. All the children under one roof.
I know. Well, perhaps we're our 50th.
Oh, steady on.
I hope you don't feel...
What?
That I've... I held you back.
What's brought this on?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, you're so talented and capable. And look at how you managed the farm when I was ill.
We're a team.
You've never wanted to write again full-time.
I've not resented a single day looking after you and the children.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Besides, who knows what the future holds? Now, darling, you go down and sort the champagne out. Our guest will be here soon.
Good idea.
Or lower backache?
No, I'm feeling all right. I'm just so scared. I don't want to lose the baby.
No. Well, Mrs. Hathaway, from all you've told me, it doesn't sound likely.
Even with my history? Are you sure?
Well, as sure as I can be without examining you. Do try not to worry. Spotting early on is very common.
It's how the other one started.
Have you anyone with you?
No, I'm on my own.
Can anyone come over?
That sounds sinister. Why?
To help you take your mind off it as much as anything.
I don't know. It's late. None of my friends live in Felpersham.
Well, try and get someone, yes?
If I can.
Meanwhile, as I said, ring your doctor first thing tomorrow for an appointment. They'll probably send you for a scan.
Well, I think it's a marvellous idea, having it all under one roof, as it were.
Me too. It'll be a lot less to-ing than fraying for Alistair.
I just hope they're not taking on too much.
Why?
Well, it's a lot of upheaval.
Well, that's inevitable with building work.
It is an outhouse. Your old tap room. It's not the same as having workmen in your home.
But the expense.
Why, it's easy enough to get a loan these days. In fact, they bite your hand off.
Alistair's talking to the bank tomorrow.
And it'll add value to the property.
Will it, though? Not everyone's going to want a fully kitted-out vet surgery if ever they sell.
What's your problem, Chris?
Phil.
No, I'm sorry, but I seem to remember you ploughed all the money Dad left you into the stables. You didn't think that was a bad idea then. Things can't stand still.
I know. It's hard to let go completely, I suppose.
The stables were your baby. You're bound to feel possessive.
Yes. You know, I realise today it's 50 years ago that Grace and I started our first riding school.
Is it really?
1952. We leased the place from Reggie Trentham.
Oh, yes.
Didn't he own Grey Gables?
Yes, he did.
50 years. You and the Queen.
I suppose I feel it took me all my working life to build up the stable's reputation.
And now you're worried the scandal could ruin it.
It might.
I think you're being oversensitive. Farmers need their animals treated come what may. They don't care.
Oh, it's not them I'm worried about. Parents won't let their children come riding if they think the place is a den of drugs.
Oh, really?
I feel Alistair should have been more careful.
That's easy to say with hindsight.
I mean, it's hardly his fault, all this.
Why do all these young professionals resort to drugs in the first place?
They say it's the stress.
It's not all of them.
Tim clearly feels the strain of working on his own.
Mm. Oh, yes, how did he get on?
Oh, I got through to the MP's office, but they told me to write to him at the House of Commons.
I feel sorry for Susan.
I know.
She was telling me today how much she regrets not training as a practice manager.
Have you written to the health authority yet?
Oh, George wrote them a stinking letter yesterday.
Oh, good.
Though, whether they take any notice, 1 month's salary is all she'll get.
Oh, it's a terrible shame.
Just one more thing going, isn't it?
Yes, we'll never get it back.
Nothing seems to be local anymore.
Hello?
Well, I'm going to miss Tim. Won't you, Brian?
We're talking about the surgery.
Oh, yes, that's terrible. Have you all got a drink here?
Oh, yes, thanks.
I'm fine.
Yes, thanks.
By the way, Phil, did David fill you in about our farm visit yesterday?
Oh, yes.
Good, because I thoroughly enjoyed it. Look, excuse me now. Got to keep the drinks flowing.
David was pretty fed up when I spoke to him about that trip.
Gosh, Phil,
why?
And he said Brian was going on at great length about how Debbie had sprayed the winter rape at Home Farm, so now they've got a terrific crop. But she decided Brookfields didn't need spraying and now it's got botrytis. Mind you, I know I did say...
Hi!
Oh, marvellous party, Jennifer.
Oh, I'm glad you're enjoying it. No Ruth or David, then?
No, they would love to have come, but...
Well, it can't be helped. I know how tiring a new baby is.
I don't remember that ring, Jenny.
Brian gave it to me this morning.
Ooh, a diamond.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Oh, gosh.
It's gorgeous.
Come on, Brian.
The person you are calling has not answered. Please try again.
Never there when I need you. Well, what the hell? Yes,
oh, no.
They're going to Nashville, apparently.
Well, that figures.
Dear. Sid was worried about who'd look after the ball.
Of course.
So without a second thought, Jack volunteered Mum. Well, without consulting her first.
Well, what do you think?
Oh, no.
Typical dear. Jack.
Jenny, the phone.
Oh, yes.
Well, shall I?
No, no, darling, it's all right. I'll get it. Hold on. Home Farm.
Everything all right, darling? Who was it?
No one. Very odd.
So, have you had a practice run with the ribbon to see if it's long enough?
Oh, no, I haven't had a chance yet. Jason only finished painting the outside today.
You don't want it too short.
The window frames are still wet.
Peg has got to have something to cut, and you want plenty over for the bow.
The one I bought's 100 metres long.
Goodness!
Well, that'll go round the hall twice.
You know, I don't think people have any idea of the work you've put into this celebration, Chris.
Well, at least the loos are done.
And what about the disabled grand?
Nope.
Oh, I should get on to him.
Oh, I can't nag him any more. Besides, it's like water off a duck's back with Jason.
He's rather laid back.
Yes, well, he won't be if we can't pay him.
No.
We're still about 400 short.
We'll have a collection on Monday. Try not to worry.
Mm. I saw him working past 9 last night. I know, because I was out with Jet.
Jubilee's supposed to be about having fun. Don't lose sight of that, Chris.
Oh, yes.
Are you all finding enough to eat?
Oh. How can you even ask?
It's wonderful food. I don't know how you found the time.
Mm, this is nice.
You've eaten most of it.
No way. It's very addictive.
Oh, there's plenty more in the kitchen.
I came late to avocados.
The trouble is, I haven't had a moment to do any baking for Monday.
There's still time.
Yeah, I suppose.
I'm getting down to mine tomorrow. Come and help me if you've nothing on.
Oh, all right, Jill.
I want to do my bit. Are you all organised then, Chris?
Don't ask her, Jenny.
Oh, sorry. It's rapidly feeling as if it's out of my control.
David's looking forward to doing the tractor ride.
Oh, that'll be a busman's holiday.
Hello, darling. Is everything all right?
Fine.
Oh, he doesn't mind. They'll just be glad to get off the farm for the afternoon.
And Alice is excited about the pony rides. She's giving Chandler the grooming of his life.
It's nice to have the teenagers involved.
Oh, don't think most of them give a fig.
Oh,
well, it's true. I doubt we'll see Ed Grundy tucking into sausage rolls and jelly on the green.
I do think it's rather sad we've all got to bring our own food, apart from the cakes.
I know.
Oh, I hadn't realised.
It means you can't get sued if someone chokes on your pork pie.
Shared food's so much nicer than a packed lunch.
How's that beacon coming along, Phil?
Oh, David and I are putting finishing touches to it at the weekend. Shouldn't take us long.
It'll be so lovely when they're all lit.
Mm. I remember 77. It was marvellous.
Mm. It's the continuity, isn't it?
I just wish the Queen Mum was still with us.
Yeah, hello.
Tim?
Siobhan?
I'm really sorry to disturb you.
What time is it?
2 o'clock. I'm sorry.
What's wrong?
I'm losing blood. I don't know what to do.
Oh,
I've spoken to a doctor, but... Oh, Tim, I'm so scared.
Look, I'll be right over.
Are you sure?
Give me half an hour.
It's 3 a.m. and Jennifer's wide awake.
You'd settle down.
I can't.
Come on, it'll be light in a few hours.
Oh, it was such a great party.
Mm.
Best one we've had for years. My Mexican dip was a real success. You know, I was trying to remember how long Phil and Jill have been married.
Oh, please.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go down and make yourself a drink.
Yep, I will. And then I'll go back to the spare room, shall I?
Mm.
It was good of you to come, Tim.
You shouldn't be on your own.
The walls were starting to close in on me.
Yeah.
I didn't know who else to call. I felt so completely...
Abandoned?
Oh, I tried to get hold of Brian.
Yeah, well, it's his wedding anniversary.
Yeah. I suppose Elizabeth is at the party, too. I couldn't reach her either.
She is family.
I want this baby so badly.
I know.
I've been sitting here praying, not daring to move a muscle. I beg God, if I kept very still, please would he save me?
I'm sure it's going to be all right.
You mean he's not going to punish me?
Siobhan.
I'm sorry. I've been going out of my mind.
Look,
here.
Just try and stay calm. The bleeding stopped and there's no pain, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, so my head tells me, but my body remembers the last time.
You've just got to believe that you're going to have this baby.
How do I do that when my only other pregnancy ended in failure?
Just because something went wrong before, it doesn't automatically mean it will again.
No.
Of course not.
Well, it might.
Look, you'll feel best tomorrow.
Oh, God. If only I hadn't carried those damn books up three flights of stairs.
That wouldn't have made any difference.
Are you sure? I keep thinking about it.
I'm sure.
I'm sorry.
Just try and stay calm.
Okay. This is a godforsaken time of the morning.
Look, I can stay if you want.
Well...
You shouldn't be on your own.
Thanks. Oh, sorry.
Stop saying sorry.
What happened to us? Do you ever ask yourself if our baby would have kept us together?
Of course.
Or maybe it just wasn't meant to be.
No. No, I'll never believe that.
Would have been 2 this year.
in January.
We should never have moved to Ambridge.
It's too late for all that.
The dream of a cottage in the country and a baby to
Siobhan,
follow.
Siobhan, what's the point? We've both got to look forward now. You to a healthy baby and me to...
Yes. You deserve some happiness.
That's the dishwasher full.
Oh, thanks, darling.
Mum, you look rough.
Oh, it's too wound up to sleep.
More coffee? Mm. Did Dad manage any?
Coffee?
Sleep.
Oh, yeah, a bit. He was up at the usual time, though.
Of course.
And he's taken Alice to school.
Well, that's early.
Mm, they've got a trip today. Had to be there for 8.
Ooh, poor Dad.
Simon was enjoying himself last night.
Yeah, he loves socialising.
Had us all in stitches.
You drank far too much.
And so did I. Thanks again, Tim.
You're sure you're all right?
Yeah, fine.
Good.
Things always seem better in the daylight.
Yeah, I told you. Now, phone your doctor as soon as his surgery opens.
You bet.
Will you let me know how it goes?
Sure.
And if you need to talk again about the scan...
Oh, it's okay. I'll phone Brian later.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Well, I'll be off then.
I'll see you out.
No, don't move.
Bye then.
Yeah. Bye, Siobhan.
What the hell's he want?
Tim? Bastard! Look, hold on!
Thanks for helping clear up.
It's all right. I'll go out and tag the calves in a bit. Is this dead?
Oh, yes, chuck it.
Right.
You know what Brian asked me last night?
What?
If I had another novel in me.
Have you?
I don't know. You never stop having ideas.
Maybe he wants to retire and become a kept man.
Oh, it was more than that. I think he was asking if I felt fulfilled.
Blimey.
Well, my archive's keeping me busy enough at the moment.
You'll have to put in a chapter about Ambridge and Foot and Mouth, you know.
Don't worry, I plan to. Mm. It's not just going to be a sanitised who's who of the village.
Oh, he's dead now. Look.
Hello, darling. Brian, what in God's name?
It's all right. I'm all right.
Dad? Well, what's happened?
Oh, it was a hydraulic hose. Snapped back and hit me in the face.
Oh, no.
Now, don't fuss.
Oh, come on, darling, sit down.
You're
right,
Dad.
Oh,
here we are.
Oh, thanks.
Debbie, pass me the first aid box.
No, look, I think we should get him straight to A&E.
No, really. No.
No, Debbie, the box.
Sure, look, you've already had one serious head injury, Dad.
Well, it's not as bad as it looks.
How do you know?
Debbie, right. I'll clean it up and I'll take you to see Tim.
No. I'm not going to the surgery.
Oh, please, it looks awful.
You could have lost your eye.
I'm not going anywhere.
All right.
Hi there.
Janet.
How are you?
Fine.
Are you sure? You don't look fine.
No, I'm great.
Tim?
I punched Brian Aldridge in the face.
What? He what?
Hit me.
When?
I don't know, 8:30.
What happened?
When I got back from taking Alice to school, and he roared up in his car, got out and punched me. Yeah, out of the blue.
Are you okay?
My eye stings a bit. I've been trying to get you all morning.
That makes a change. He was fine when he left me.
What?
Brian, I needed you last night.
Well, what's happened?
I was bleeding. I thought I was miscarrying.
Oh, no.
I tried to get hold of you.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Siobhan.
Well, I was petrified. Eventually I rang Tim and he came straight over, bless him. It was 2 a.m.
Oh. Well, how are you now?
I'm fine. I saw my GP first thing.
Oh, good.
I've got something to show you. Can you come over?
Yes, of course. Straight away.
I can't believe you hit him.
Neither can I. I was angry.
Oh, Tim, you shouldn't have done it.
I know.
However angry you were.
No.
It's not like you.
I suppose I just had to get it out of my system.
How do you feel now?
I don't know, really. Changed, released.
guilty, all of the above.
Why guilty?
I don't need counselling, Janet.
Sorry.
No, I'm sorry. That was unforgivable. I just don't want to analyse it, that's all. It happened. It won't happen again.
Why now? Well, something must have triggered it.
I spent last night at Siobhan's.
Oh?
Oh, no, wait. She rang me, she thought she was losing the baby.
Oh, no.
It was a false alarm.
Oh, thank God.
But after last time, she was terrified.
Of course.
I couldn't just ignore her. It was the middle of the night. She was all alone.
It's okay. I don't expect you to stop caring about her.
Now I've upset you.
You did the right thing.
I did what Brian should have done.
Is that why you hit it?
If you'd seen how utterly miserable she was. And where was Brian? At home, revelling in 26 years of married bliss. Friends and family all around him. It makes me sick.
Oh, it's appalling.
Whatever she's done to me, she doesn't deserve...
I know.
It'll eat away at her eventually.
You'll have to let her go, Tim.
I don't love her anymore.
Are you sure?
We lost a baby together. That's what last night was about. I love you, Janet. I really do.
How on earth did you drive with it like that?
Well, I took the dressing off in the car.
I hope you didn't get any dirt in it.
Jenny cleaned it thoroughly.
What did you say to her?
Oh, that a hose flicked back and hit me in the eye. I mean, I had to think of something.
Yeah.
Just relieved no one saw it happen.
Poor thing. Shall I kiss it better?
More gently.
Of course. Now, come and sit down. Oh, have you had lunch? Can I get you something?
No, I'm fine. I rather lost my appetite today. Sounds silly, but I was relieved in a funny way.
Relieved? To get a black eye?
I've felt it coming for a long time.
This is Tim we're talking about.
Look, you're a very beautiful woman. I took you from him. I mean, however civilised you may appear on the outside, that would have been eating away at him, believe me.
It's so primitive.
Well, passion is primitive.
Well, I'm just amazed.
I mean, I should have been here last night, not him.
It's over now, and I'm okay.
Yeah. Did he...
What?
Where did he sleep?
Here, on the sofa.
Right.
Are you not curious about what I've got to show you?
Of course, I've forgotten.
I had a scan today. This is the photo.
Well, let's see.
Here. You can't make out much detail yet.
Oh, yes. Siobhan.
What is it?
Well, I haven't sort of believed it up till now.
No, I know.
But it's real, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's alive and fine.
Oh, my love.
That's your child, Brian. Our baby.
Christine and George face an intruder now in the Archers.
I'm so relieved Jason's finished the ramp. What was that?
Eh?
I'm going mad.
You know, I do enjoy having breakfast in the conservatory.
Me too.
What time did he down tools last night, then?
Gone 9. He's well on target now.
I wish I could say the same about the Jubilee Fund.
George? Look behind you.
Hey? Morning.
Oh, hi, Kenton. What are you doing sitting out here?
Taking in the air before the great unwashed come and spoil it. Come and join me.
Oh, I'm in a bit of a hurry.
Oh, that's a shame.
Radio Borsetshire want me to go in now to pre-record an interview.
Oh, yes. Our very own celeb.
Oh, well, it's only about the housing development. It was originally going to be done live in my lunch hour. I wouldn't have come all the way to Lower Loxley if I'd known. I'd have gone straight there from home.
Oh, never mind. You'll be all the more spontaneous.
No, all the more terrified. I was going to think through my arguments this morning.
What, with the twins? I'm not sure they run to intellectual debate.
No, in my head. Luckily, Elizabeth's all right about it.
Is Brian behind that?
What?
The new development.
Well, Borchester Land.
Oh.
Hey, I saw him in the yard this morning when I dropped Phoebe off. He had a real shiner.
A black eye?
Yeah.
What? Well, what happened?
I don't know. He scuttled off before I could ask.
Mm, wow.
Anyway, I must go now.
Any chance of a lift?
To Borchester, sure.
Ambridge.
Oh.
I want to catch the footy at the Bull.
France v Senegal?
Yeah.
Well, you'll be early, even with the time difference. Roy says it's 8:30 kick-off in Seoul.
Oh, it's all right. I'll drop in on Mum and Dad for a coffee.
But it is out of my way, actually.
Oh, go on, Hayley. You can go the long way round. Look, I tell you what. I'll help you rehearse your interview in the car.
George is very upset. She's trampled his courgettes to nothing.
Well, I'm sorry, missus. I can't come straight away.
Oh.
Tell you what, though. Mike Tucker's coming to fetch me in a while. I'm using his lathe up Willow Farm. Got a couple of ticklish repairs to me trap. He can give me a hand.
When?
Well, he said any time.
Oh, marvellous.
It's a spoke, see? They ain't sitting right in the wheels.
All right, all right.
Well, she's a bit of a beast. Just tie her up in the garden. She'll come to no harm.
Oh, it looks a right mess.
She's been well and truly trampled on as that.
Yeah, cow by the look of it.
The cow dancing the flamenco.
Yeah.
Gosh, me beautiful ramp. I only finished that 9 o'clock last night.
Oh, dear.
It must have happened around midnight.
Huh?
Yeah, you see, the concrete wasn't set when that was walked on.
Oh, yeah, clearly.
Yeah. Well, I've had the odd dog before, but this is a first.
Get up there.
Go on.
No, don't go around the front of it.
Oh, no.
Don't push it this way.
Okay, go on. Oh,
right.
Goodness. Is this a good idea?
Well, we're not leaving it in the garden. She nearly had my Jubilee geraniums. Come on, you cursed creature.
It seems irresponsible to me just herding her onto the green.
Right? Well, she'll be safe here, and she won't be able to do any more damage to our garden.
Oh, all right.
Look, we'll have to try and hold her over there till Joe gets here.
Wait. Look, isn't that Mike's van?
Oh, why?
Oh, thank goodness.
Will you go on ahead and catch him?
Right. Mike!
Oh, Mrs. Barford.
The gaffer.
Mike, I'm so glad I called you. Oh, hello, Jason.
Mrs. Barford.
Morning.
Are you on your way to Joe's?
Yeah.
Ah, good.
But you've got to go to Borchester first.
Oh?
Yeah, pick up the fireworks for Monday night.
Oh, right.
Why, what's the problem?
That.
Oh.
Baby Spice.
Yes.
Escaped again, eh?
Gosh, he's been on the rampage in our garden. Joe's volunteered you to help get her home later.
Oh, has he now?
Rather you than me, mate.
Go on now, come on.
Good morning, George.
I'll do.
Well, I reckon that's your mystery soul, Jason.
Yeah, look at her feet. Definitely a dirty dancer.
What?
Bit of a liability, that cow.
Oh, tell me about it.
No, not look.
Oh, ramp. It's ruined.
Oh, no.
Jason.
Yeah. Hardly worth claiming on the insurance. I have to pay the first 200.
Oh, what about Monday, the grand opening?
Oh, we can't leave it like that.
No self-respecting builder would leave it like that. I'll have to break it up and do it again.
Oh, no. How long will that take?
Oh, no time at all. Don't you worry, Mrs. Barford. I'll ring my mate Barry. He'll give me a hand.
Today?
Yeah, I reckon.
Oh, I knew something like this would happen.
Now, don't upset yourself.
Oh. We'll have him done in a jiffy. Then there's only the door to paint, and there's a lovely breeze today.
Oh, George, I think I need to go and lie down.
Yeah. All right, love, all right. Yes. Look, I'll come back. Mike, you couldn't...
No, sorry, mate. Got to go to Borchester first.
Oh. Don't worry, Mr. Barford. I suppose I'd better give you a hand with her.
And all those against it, well, they're already nicely set up and secure. Thank you very much. Roy and me could never afford to buy into Ambridge in a million years without these low-cost homes. And they guarantee that young people can stay in the village.
Aren't you from Birmingham?
So? Sorry, is this still the interview?
No, I'm just curious.
Oh, right, well, yes, but Roy isn't. He's lived here all his life.
They're going to be a bit boxy, though, Hayley.
Beggars can't be choosers. I mean, I'd really like one of those old council houses on the green. They're bigger inside.
It's great that you're so passionate about all this.
Yeah, well, it's not a game. It's my life. Phoebe's future.
I've never had strong convictions about anything.
Oh, maybe you haven't needed them.
Oh, and keep it hard like that during the interview.
Yeah? Yeah,
definitely. It's very compelling.
I don't want to come across too bullshy.
No, no, don't worry. You won't. Hey, thanks for the lift.
Oh, sure. Oh, it's Jason. Look, he's got Baby Spice.
Well, I was a Mel B man myself.
That stuff got out again. Kiwi, Jason.
Oh, hello, Ailey love.
Hi. Are you doing a spot of babysitting?
Yes. Well, can't stop. Gotta get this wretched beast back where she belongs.
Oh.
See ya.
Bye.
Come on, you. Come on.
I never could warm to cows.
Really?
Yeah, it's my tragedy. David likes them.
Well, I like them when they're safely in fields.
Yeah, Elizabeth thinks I should go and lend them a hand at Brookfield. Ruth's knackers.
I'm not surprised.
They've got Bert, though. He's pretty useless, really.
Clinton, that's horrible.
You're right. I'm bad. I will definitely volunteer my services on the farm.
I should think so too, poor Ruth.
Only not today. I've got a football match to watch.
And what's about after?
Oh, no, it's never worth starting anything on Friday afternoon.
There. Just needs to sand it down a bit.
Oh, it's a very nice job, Joe.
Oh, well, it was good of you to let me use the lathe.
Oh, you're welcome.
Pass the sandpaper, will you?
I've got fine or flour. What do you want?
Fine.
There you are.
So,
come on then. What are you tarting up that old trap for, anyway?
Never you mind.
Here. You ain't going to take Mrs. Antropus round the lanes on it.
Nope.
I know. You're going to paint it up and make a feature of it for the garden.
Oh, am I now?
Yeah. And then use it to attract passing trade for Eddie's gardening products. Yeah. I'm right, ain't I?
That's for me to know and for you to find out.
Oh.
Well, thanks for lending me a hand with Baby Spice. She was quite upset by her night on the town.
Her night on the concrete. Mrs. Snow must rue the day she ever let you keep that cow in her place. Goes through the electric fence like a knife through butter.
Now, well, she's a free spirit, see? Don't like being confined.
She's left a trail of destruction through Glebelands as well.
She should have an electronic tag. Well, that's your ramp done, then.
Oh, thank you. It looks beautiful.
After dinner, I'll put the second coat on the front door and we're all done.
I can't believe it.
Well, you want to have a bit more faith in your builder.
Yes, sorry.
I said it should be ready.
Hi there, Auntie Christine.
Kenton.
Oh, I say, this is looking very smart. Hi, Jason.
All right.
What are you doing here?
Been watching the match in the bull.
I was hoping to see it myself.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Baby Spice would pay to that. Don't tell me the score.
Oh, OK.
I'll catch the oilogs later.
Hey, what's the time?
Coming up to 1:30.
Damn.
What?
Give us that radio.
Oh.
Quick. We might catch the end. Where is it?
What?
Radio Borsetshire.
Oh, I know. Pass it over.
Oh.
It should be...
Of course people will object.
That's it.
They don't like their...
That's Ailey.
...cosy little world upset.
Go, girl.
Turn it up.
Those who are objecting to these new houses are being selfish and smug.
Smug?
Yeah.
Especially the older ones.
What?
They haven't got a clue what it's like trying to afford a mortgage these days. I mean, that's assuming you can find a house to buy in the first place that doesn't cost an arm and a leg.
Oh, really?
Hey, I was listening to that.
Me too.
How dare she make ageist remarks like that? It's slanderous.
She's got a point, Auntie Chris.
Cheeky girl, she's hardly been in the village 5 minutes.
The place will stagnate without new blood.
Yeah, I'm sure she didn't mean it.
Might have known you'd stick up for her.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, you're a builder, aren't you? It's in your interest to want more houses.
A builder who got you out of a fix, lady.
Chris, guess what?
Barry and me bust a gut this morning to finish your precious rant.
We've done it.
Oh, I've had to keep tabs on you morning, noon and night throughout this whole project.
Come on, you two, take it easy.
Chris!
Well, I just hope you can pay me for the old job now.
Today?
Yeah.
Hello?
Oh, there's no need to shout.
Can I borrow this ladder, Jason? Thank you very much.
What are you doing?
Come on, Kenton. You hold it for me, yeah?
Okay.
George!
Oh, steady on.
It's all right. Now, let me just...
Be careful.
George, what's he doing?
I am painting the final line on my thermometer.
You mean...
Yes, love. I've had a donation to the Jubilee Fund. We've reached our £9,000.
That's fantastic.
Nice one. Ta-da!
Does this mean I'm going to get paid, then?
It does.
What?
A local benefactor who wishes to remain anonymous.
I bet it's Mr. Woolley.
My lips are sealed. Hey,
I see the ramp's done.
I said it would be.
Roll on the Jubilee celebrations, then. He's done a good job, hasn't he, Christine?
Yes. Yes, he has.
Well, anyhow, I'm off for me dinner. You'd best keep an eye on it, mind. You never know, there might be a salsa dancing pig on the loose.
The Archers is written by Nawal Gadala and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Louise Gifford and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.